T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
15 minutes of Heat. So, by the way, a little programming note, the Heat pregame show starts at 5:45 tonight because it's a 7 o'clock tip-off in Detroit. So the final segment of our show will be on 560 QAM only, okay? So on 790 The Ticket at 5:45 this evening, they will go into the Heat pregame show. Got a tip-off from Detroit coming up at 7 p.m. You will obviously hear the game with Jason Jackson on the call from Detroit right here on 790 The Ticket. I was looking. NBA.com did power rankings for the NBA. You want to guess, Solana, who the number one team is in the NBA.com power rankings?
It's got to be the Warriors.
Yeah.
It is, indeed, the Golden State Warriors. They look unbeatable, man.
And Klay's not even back yet.
When Klay gets back, if he is anything like he's been,
yeah,
you have to wonder his durability, because this is twice now. But yeah.
No sprained ankles either. These were devastating injuries.
Golden State is number one. The Phoenix Suns are number two.
12 straight wins, I believe.
The Chicago Bulls are number three. Been very surprising. Brooklyn Nets are number four, and number five is the Miami Heat.
We got Victor Oladipo coming back, too.
First of all, do you think that's correct? Five, power ranking of five for the Miami Heat?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
What'd you hear about Oladipo?
He's coming back sometime this season.
He does seem like he's on pace to come back, doesn't he?
Yeah, all the reporters suggest that he'll be back at some point this
year. It was funny because we all thought he had played his final game with the Miami Heat. We thought it was a failed experiment. He was injured. They wouldn't bring him back. So that will be a great addition when he's back.
If he gets back to before his injury, Oladipo,
what a steal.
We jumping in that list.
What a steal. So the Heat are number five, according to NBA.com, and this is what they write, and I love it. Florida is a place for all folks to feel young again. And P.J. Tucker has somehow averaged 12.2 points on an effective field goal percentage of 92% over his last five games. And I laugh at that, obviously, because Solana's been on the P.J. Tucker over every game. He's 9 for 12 on corner threes over that stretch and tied for the league lead with 18. But has also done some work off the dribble and shooting floaters off the short roll. He busted out a spin move against poor Corey Kispert on Thursday and got a big bucket on a post-up against KCP before the Heat blew that late lead two nights later. Tucker's usage rate is still the fifth lowest among 271 players who've played at least 200 minutes, but he already has more points in the paint than he had all of last season. A more frisky Tucker can raise the ceiling for an offense that already ranks in the top five, despite Duncan Robinson and Kyle Lowry having combined to shoot just 32% from three-point range, and despite the Heat having played more games against teams that currently rank top 10 defensively, six of those teams, than against teams that rank in the bottom 10, which is four. Jimmy Butler has scored at least 27 points in each of the last five games that he's been able to finish, even though he's made just 3 three-pointers over that stretch. That's an interesting stat, right? To be able to put up 27 points in five consecutive games, but only have 3 three-pointers total, that's unheard of in the NBA today. Unheard of. He continues to get to the line at a high rate. He's shot 15 of 27 from mid-range, up from 11 for 34 prior to that. And then they write on NBA.com, the Heat's first of four meetings with the Bulls, who have a top 10 defense, is Saturday in Chicago, the end of a four-game trip and a rest advantage game for Miami. The Bulls are in Orlando the night before. So the Heat right now, number five in the NBA power rankings, according to NBA.com.
Well, justified.
Yeah.
And it runs through Jimmy. And the crazy thing, I think Tyler.
Oh, yeah. He has been.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? You said that thing. You were like, it's amazing that Jimmy's averaging that many points without hitting threes. I wouldn't be upset if he doesn't shoot another three all season.
I know. If you can put up points, first of all, he's not a three-point shooter,
he's not
obviously
good at it.
But if you can put up a lot of points and not have to shoot threes, it's a luxury. It really is. Because a lot of guys want to get their points via threes. It's easier.
Yeah.
But their percentages, I mean, it ends up killing you in the long run.
Yeah, drive, 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 get to the line.
That's what he's doing. He's getting to the line. The only concern there is in the NBA playoffs, the refs, they're less reluctant to put somebody on the line as
more
often.
Reluctant.
Excuse me, more reluctant.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, over-under tonight, 24.5 points. And Kyle Lowry is 13.5 points. Heat right now are 9.5 point favorites in Detroit.
But even though Solana didn't know how to use reluctant, but they're changing the rules this year. They're not giving people those the lean
that.
In and all that,
that,
you know. So
the Harden,
yeah, the James Harden stuff. So I don't know, you know, that benefits Jimmy in any way, but you know, the refs are, you know, they're thinking about all that more. So maybe that can help us out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.